Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics. And we are finally talking about the 2023 Xfinity U.S. Gymnastics Championships this week.
Several days late, we apologize.
But better late than never, right? We talk about Simone Biles, who of course won her 8th U.S. national title. Leanne Wan having the absolute meet of her life. Whose stock is up for world? Who's went down? And so much more. So we hope you enjoy. So we want to start this episode by saying thank you for your patience. We intended to have this out. Honestly, I think our original plan was to do it Sunday night, like after the competition had ended. And then that didn't happen. And then we're like, we'll do it Monday night. And then that didn't happen. And then we're like, we'll do it Wednesday. And then that didn't happen. And here we are finally doing it.
It's been a really busy week in our defense.
Yeah.
Like for both of us. Ashley just got back from championships. Well, she worked long hours and had like a really busy week.
And travel.
I started school this week. I started my internship this week. It was my last week of working my full-time job, so wrapping all that up. There was literally a tornado like a mile or so from our parents' house that happened during competition last week.
And then meanwhile, I'm in California where it's sunny and I have like no idea what's going on until Brittany texts me and I'm like, that's not what I expected.
Shit hit the fan so quick. I've never experienced anything like that. Like, it was fine. And then suddenly, like, I was getting a bunch of text messages about, like, there's a tornado basically, like, right outside of my parents' house. So then I'm, like, worrying about that.
And it was headed towards you.
And then it was heading my way. So then I'm also freaking out. We all lost power. My parents didn't have power for, like, almost a week. Mm-hmm. I almost said over a week. It was just under a week. And so we've been, like, going over there a lot and, like, trying to help them with stuff. So, yeah, it's been... It's literally been like every single thing that could be chaotically happening all at once.
But we're here. We're ready to talk about championships, and that's what we're going to be doing today. So we'll start with the junior women. In her final year as a junior, Hesley Rivera won the all-around title. She also won beam and bars. And I have to say, I'm really impressed with the fact that she not only won the all-around with having some mistakes, but also to win bars when she literally had a fall on day two. Like, she clinched the all-around title and the even bar title with a fall.
Iconic. It has a lot to do with her high level of difficulty, particularly on bars. Her D score on bars is a 5.8, which is actually higher than most of the senior division. You have obviously like Shailese Jones and Simone Biles and a lot of the very top athletes that have a higher D score, but for comparison, Hesley's D score on bars is higher than someone like Leanne Wong's, who we often think of as one of the really great bar workers for the United States right now.
Yeah, Leanne won the national title last year on
so
bars.
Hesley, I think that bodes really well for her in her transition to the senior ranks, because bars is an event where I think she can contribute to Team USA. And, you know, we don't often talk about a lot of these first year seniors as being real big contenders for a spot on the Olympic team. But I do think that Hesley could find herself in the mix, especially if she were to improve her consistency on that event. Mm-hmm.
I think one of the biggest factors for Hesley is going to be her health and if she stays healthy. At Classic, she was dealing with kind of like a sore back. Her back was bothering her a little bit. But then she also rolled her ankle on her beam dismount at Classics and then was out for like a week and a half, 2 weeks. So pretty much the entire time that she would have been preparing for championships, she really wasn't able to train to her full ability.
Yeah, she said that she wasn't doing any of like the pounding events. So floor, for example, which I think we really saw that here at championships, mm-hmm. floor was both days of competition her absolute weakest event. night. She went out of bounds on her double layout day one, and then she completely botched her third pass, only did a layout. And then day two, same thing, out of bounds on the double layout, and then third pass, the front through to double tuck, she fell on that. So she definitely appeared to be struggling on floor the most, and I think that was probably because of the fact that she couldn't train the way that she needed to because of the ankle injury that she sustained at Classics.
Mm-hmm. But impressive, nonetheless, to do as well as she did with such little training, I think is a testament to not only her strength, but like we already said, the difficulty that she has as a junior.
It allows for her to make some mistakes.
And she has more difficulty. Obviously, she wasn't able to do it because of the situation she was in, but that was something that she had mentioned to me afterwards when talking to her, just that she's excited to join the senior ranks and she has more difficulty that she wanted to put in here, but wasn't able to, but is looking forward to doing that when she becomes a senior next season. So if there's any junior that's eligible for Paris that I think could be in the conversation, or at the very least, like, be in the mix to make to trials, I think Hesley Rivera is definitely in the mix. In second place, we had Kieran Fennell, who has been on an absolute roll this season, winning the American Classic and then winning the Core Hydration Classic and then finishing second all around here. And towards the end there, it looked like with Hesley making some of the mistakes that she was making, I thought maybe Kieran was going to sneak in there. I had all my graphics ready to go beforehand, and anyone that could potentially win, I was making graphics for. And then I was pretty confident, like, going into the last rotation that Hesley was going to win it. So I was like, we're good. And then Kieran was like, well, Hesley was making mistakes, and then Kieran was right there. And I'm like, I need to, like, start downloading photos.
This is going to get interesting. Yeah, no, she got second, like we said, all around. And I want to point out that between American Classic, the U.S. Classic, which is the Core Hydration Classic, and then here at Nationals 2 days, she hit 16 for 16 routines. So she is impressive. A consistency queen. She's one of the only juniors that between all of those competitions, honestly, she may be the only junior. Obviously, it would take a lot of time to be able to fact check that, but she is absolutely one of the most consistent juniors on the scene right now. And I would say that she's one of the only, if not the only juniors, that was able to get through her entire elite competition season with no falls.
Really?
Like,
impressive.
I really, really am curious if anybody else was able to do that. Like I said, it would take a lot of time to, like, actually go
maybe
back and
we'll
fact check
that. Maybe we'll have that queued up for next episode.
But I'm really interested to know. So shout out to Kieran for that, because that's not an easy thing to do.
No, absolutely. That's awesome. And then Izzy Stassi, she got third all around. She also won the vault title,
which she won at Classics as well. Mm-hmm. So she's on a roll with the vault titles.
Well, and it's exciting because this is her first gold medal at a U.S. Championships. It's also her first all-around podium finish in her junior career. And it's her final competition as a junior. So she's one of those athletes that is going to be making that transition to the senior ranks next year.
As are a lot of these juniors, actually. I was kind of surprised. Like, majority of the top juniors are actually going to be senior next year.
Yeah, I didn't have the chance to go through and, like, look at some of the newer names, like some of the first year juniors, but as far as the ones that have been names that you hear a lot, they've been in the junior ranks for a couple of years now, like Ella Kate Parker, Izzy Stassi, Jayla, Simone Rose, Hieran, Hesley. I mean, a lot of those names, they're going to be seniors next year.
And actually, the entire junior national team is going to be senior next year, with the exception of Gabby Hardy.
Yes. Which, so, I guess we can name real quickly. We're kind of bouncing ahead, but then we'll bounce back. But the junior national team is Hesley Rivera, Kieran Fennell, Izzy Stassi, Gabby Hardy, Simone Rose, and Risa Sponda. And yes, if my fact-checking is correct, I believe that they are all Paris eligible, aside from Gabby Hardy, who I love, by the way, who's going to be my go-to girl for LA 2028.
My go-to girl for LA 2028, just because I think it's a little bit too, watch this, like, absolutely backfire on me, but she's new on the scene, Risa Sponda. She was the junior that I was the most impressed with, and I think with a little bit more time, she's just gonna get even better. So she won floor here. She had the highest D score on floor in the entire junior competition, a 5.7 D score, which is pretty great for a junior. She has a double-double first pass and a double layout second pass, and for a junior to be doing that, that's, like, in this day and age, I feel like unheard of. A lot of these juniors aren't really pushing the difficulty in the way that I feel like they used to, like, you know, 10-ish, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, like, Jordan Weber comes to mind. Like, yeah. Jordan Weber was one of those juniors that was always doing, like, difficulty that matched the senior competitors.
Jordan Weber and Caitlin Ohashi, they had to downgrade their routines at competitions because they weren't allowed to do that much difficulty in the junior division.
Right. And so that's why I think Reese really caught my eye. Her floor difficulty. She also had some difficulty on beam as well, a standing full. Just not something in the junior division that you see very often.
And I'm looking at your notes here, and it's so funny that you wrote this because without even reading what you wrote, I had this thought in my head. She reminds me a lot of Jade Carey.
Totally.
Not like the greatest presentation on the floor, but just very powerful tumbling with solid landings. And I can see her being kind of like in the Jade Carey role next quad if she continues doing elite.
Totally. Yeah, that was my impression. So I'm glad you agree with that. I watched her floor as I was taking notes for this podcast. And I'm like, she's just like a mini Jade Carey.
Yeah.
Like the expression on floor, the artistry is not the greatest, but her tumbling is iconic.
A1.
And she was a first year junior elite, which is also super impressive to come away with the floor title and be doing as well as she is.
And Jade Carey did that. I mean, we all know the story of Jade Carey and how she came out of nowhere. And she won world medals her first year of elite. She was just a senior. She never did junior. But I could see Reese kind of having a similar path. So
keep her on your radar,
guys. I'm all for it. We should probably mention Jayla Hain, who was a fan favorite for the title here. But coming into the competition, so she didn't compete at Classics because she had rolled her ankle several weeks before Classics and just wasn't ready, but she was cleared to compete. I think she was cleared at like the end of July, but you could tell at this competition in podium training, not doing full difficulty, you know, kind of still easing back into it. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, day one on vault, she landed short on her Yurchenko double twist, and she was crying almost instantly. She was grabbing her ankle, and I believe it's the same ankle that she had rolled weeks prior. So I saw her after the competition. She was wearing a boot, and she was on crutches, but good news is it sounds like it was just precautionary because her x-rays and her scans and all of that came back fine. So,
and sometimes we see that athletes wearing a boot and it's not, you know, we look at that and we're like, oh my God, like what happened? Did they like break their foot or something like serious like that? But sometimes we do see athletes wearing a boot just as like a precautionary measure so they don't like roll their ankle or cause any more damage to
it. Right. Which I'd rather them be safe than sorry. But another thing to note as well is that after vault, she did eventually, she stayed on the mat for a little bit and the doctors came over and looked at her and all that. But she was able to like stand up and walk off the floor, and she had like the medical staff like helping her off the floor, but it wasn't one of those situations where they had to like pick her up.
Like where she like tore an Achilles or something.
Yeah. And like, that's how you know for sure that it's a serious injury. Like if they're allowing her to walk off with their assistance, that's kind of when you start thinking, okay, maybe it's just like a tweak, or you know what I mean? She just aggravated her ankle that was already bothering her.
Yeah. So it was smart for them to pull her from day two. Obviously, her health is more important than, you know, the possibility that she could win at nationals. I think she'll have other opportunities in the future because she's an incredible athlete. And in my opinion, you know, she was the, along with Hesley, I should say, the favorite to win.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was going to come down to those two. So, you know, she has a lot of promise for the future, and I think just got to get her healthy, obviously.
Another one of those junior athletes like Hesley that if I could see, you know, a couple of juniors being in the mix truly for Paris 2024, I would say Jayla's in that mix.
At least for trials. Like, I don't quite know if I see her on the team at this point in time.
No,
but like, definitely in the mix to make it to trials. And
I feel like you got to have some first-year seniors the year of the Olympics that are in the conversation. I feel like you have to.
Right.
And it's going to be Hesley and... I said Hesley weird? It's going to be Hesley and Jayla, at least in my opinion.
No, I agree with that. And watch me, like, a year from now, look back on this, and I'm like, they're not going to be, like, on the Olympic team, and watch, like, one of them make the Olympic team. We should probably also mention Simone Rose, Jayla's teammate, actually was in the lead after day one, which I was super excited about. But unfortunately, day two, she didn't have the best day. She had a fall on bars and also a fall on floor that completely knocked her off the podium. So I think her best finish was vault, where she got third. I think it was vault. I should have wrote this down. I'm so sorry. She got bronze on one event.
She did an upgrade. She did a Yurchenko full and a Yurchenko 1.5. So I think day one, if I'm remembering correctly, she did a 1.5 first, and then she did the full as a second vault, and then she flipped it for day two, because I think she was going, she started on vault, I believe.
Honestly, I couldn't tell you. You want to know why? Because on this broadcast, they literally showed Simone on bars day one, and Cal, her coach, was blocking the view of the camera. So awesome. We like kind of saw her routine. And that was it. Like, we didn't see any Jayla. We didn't see any Simone, at least from my memory. Like, it was very...
That's awful.
Like, these are the top contenders. Why are you not showing them? I don't understand.
Well, and the fact that Simone was leading after day one, like...
And they still... They should be embarrassed. They did, too. They still weren't showing her. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Who's in charge of this?
What I was saying was, for vault, I think, if I remember correctly, day two, she flipped her vault. I took it to mean that she was playing it safe because she was in the lead. Like, she didn't want to jeopardize her chances of winning by throwing the Yurchenko 1.5 first since it's a new vault. So she did the Yurchenko full first, had a clean vault, and then she went and did the 1.5 again for her second vault.
Yeah. And it, by the way, it was vault that she got bronze on, because I remember watching the medal ceremony, and I remember it, this is like random thought, but like I remember it being the first group of athletes that walked out, which usually they start with vault. So, and then beyond that, she wasn't on the podium for anything, which is really disappointing considering that she was, like I said, first all around after day one. She was in a really good position and then just didn't have her best day on day two.
But this is her first championships as a junior where she's doing all four events. Last year she just did bars and beam. So I think she still just needs more experience and, you know, getting used to competing at this level, which will come with time. But want to shout out her floor routine again. I think we talked about this after Classics, but just a beautiful floor routine, great expression for a junior gymnast. If you have not watched it, you need to go watch it, because it's truly entertaining how she is able to like pull you into her routine, especially the ending pose.
Oh yeah, and the USA Gymnastics video of it on their YouTube channel is perfect, because the one from Classics, it was like the camera was to her back, so you couldn't really see the intensity of her expression. But here at Championships, the camera was in the right spot. She's looking like dead into the camera.
She like points to her, she has like the two fingers like pointing at her eyes, and then she like points at the judges, and then she like pulls in, and like I don't even know,
and then the music like and then she like looks down. We're horrible at explaining things, but just go watch it, because it's so good. It's so good, and I love it. I think that not many juniors out there are capable of performing like that. Ella Kate Parker is somebody who's also really great at performing.
Yes,
always appreciate that aspect. But it's rare to see when you're watching a junior competition. It kind of gets a little bit I don't know what word I want to use, monotonous maybe, yeah. Where everyone's doing a lot of the same skills. A lot of the choreography doesn't really stand out that much. But I always find that Ella Kate Parker, and here at this competition and Classics as well, Simone Rose with this new floor routine, really draws you in, and I absolutely love it.
It satisfied my artistic needs.
Also, I think, speaking of Ella Kate Parker, want to talk about her.
I don't. I'm sad.
Didn't have the best competition here, which is really unfortunate, because how she looked at Classics was so promising. I mean, she had a little mistake on floor at Classics, but I think up until that point, she was in contention for, you know, a top five finish, maybe even could possibly sneak onto the podium. But here at Championships, it was kind of a lot of the same issues that I feel like she's been struggling with consistency and, you know, maybe getting in her head a little bit. It just looked not the worst that we've seen from her, but also she's capable of doing much, much better. Unfortunately, didn't make the junior national team.
At one point in time, she was the junior that was in contention for the title.
And it makes me so sad. Yeah. It makes me sad, but I'm glad that she was able to have a good Classics at least. And this was her final competition as a junior. So, you know, take some time to rest and get ready for the senior ranks if that's the path that she's going to choose to go down. I think that she still has a lot of potential, but definitely going to need to work on the consistency. Even before she could think about adding in any difficulty, like she's struggling to hit a lot of the routines that she's doing at the junior level. So something that they're really going to want to key in on as she gets ready to gear up for the senior ranks. But we love Ella Kate Parker. We're big fans of her, and just hoping the best for her going forward. All right.
senior women. So no surprise at all, Simone Biles won the all-around title, making this her 8th U.S. national title in her career.
In the last 10 years, yes. Which is crazy.
Her first championships was 10 years ago, which it's so crazy to look. I think it was NBC that posted the photos of all her national titles, and you can just see how different she looks. I'm pretty sure she had braces at one point, and it just really illustrates like how long she's been around. Like, I think we forget that.
Not even just how long she's been around, but how long she's been dominating. We're talking like literal child coming onto the scene, winning the national championships, to now being a full-blown adult woman
who oldest in history,
has been through so much, and is still out here pushing the boundaries on what all of us think is possible, us included, as gymnastics fans. You know, she just continues to amaze me and do things that I didn't think were possible. Or, you know, for example, her Yurchenko double pike on vault, you know, we know that she's capable of doing that, but the way that she's doing that vault, the height that she gets, the block on the table, the form in the air, the landing, and how she's able to control the landing, these are things that a couple weeks ago, I think I said this during the classics episode, I didn't think it was possible for her to be doing that vault that well. You know, sure, she's doing it, but I thought we were going to be seeing like extreme lack of control or over-rotating.
Well, every time we'd seen her do it, she was over-rotating it. Or she had like too much power.
And to see that really every time that she's competed it since then.
Really well controlled.
It gets better and better every time she does it. So that's kind of what I'm talking about when I say, even as a gymnastics fan, you know, we know what Simone is capable of, but still in some way, she's still impressing all of us. You know what I mean? Like, she's doing things that we didn't even think she'd be able to do as well as she's doing in a lot of ways.
She is, man or woman, the only gymnast to win 8 national titles and continuing to do it by huge margin. She beat Shailese Jones by nearly 4 points. She's had bigger margins before, but I mean, still, just doing Simone things, winning by that big of a margin.
Well, and it is important to note that Yurchenko double pike is being awarded a 6'4", when we expect it to be a 6'2", when she competes internationally. So she is kind of getting, perhaps, like a bonus, if you will, in how that vault is being evaluated. I think it'll actually end up being 0.2 lower by the time that she gets to world. So that is allowing for a slight increase in score. But day two, she got a 9.8 execution score, which is like, again, mind-blowing to me.
And because of the difficulty, she put up a 15.7, which is like unheard of. You rarely see scores, honestly, exceeding the 14 range. Like, it doesn't happen very often. So for her to be like on the high end of the 15 range, and also if you were to take away the 5/10, to give back the 5/10 that she's getting from Laurent standing on the podium, she's getting a deduction every single time. If you give that 5/10 back to her, she literally would have scored a 16.2 at championships on that vault day one.
Out of a 16.4. Like, what?
Like, just stuff that just does not happen. Like, you would never, ever even believe that that would be possible. But Simone is just proving that everything is possible.
That vault is without a doubt, okay, this is going to be controversial, I think, to say. I'll say this, I'll be careful. I think that that vault is without a doubt one of the best, most well-executed pieces of gymnastics that we have ever seen and that we will probably ever see. Yes. I'm not saying it is the best, if you're listening carefully, for people who want to try and argue with me, because I know it'll happen. I'm saying that it's one of the best, if not the best.
Mm-hmm. It's so thrilling to watch, and to be able to see it in person is even more impressive, because you can see the height she gets on TV, but it's even better in person. And then you have the crowd going crazy. Like, day one, they were on their feet cheering for a solid like 30 seconds after she finished vault. Like, she was basically back to the beginning of the runway and the crowd was still cheering on that vault.
Yeah, as they should.
But it just adds to like the excitement of the fact that she's doing that vault. And then when she does it as well as she did in San Jose, it's just chef's kiss.
She's getting closer and closer to actually sticking it in competition. She didn't quite stick it here. Depending on the angle of the camera, there's a couple different angles.
It was a college stick.
Like, the angle where Laurent is standing in the way, it's looks like it's stuck because...
because Laurent's in the way.
Well, Laurent's in the way, but also it's the foot that's moved slightly. Her right foot moved out to the side slightly. But when you're looking at it with the left leg being the one that's closest to the camera, her left leg is kind of disguising the step of the right foot, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. But if you look at it from the other side, the step is very, very obvious. So it was very close to a stick, but not a stick.
Honestly, just we'll give it to her. Who cares at this point?
I mean, for the difficulty of that vault, I think to land it that well, I mean, that's...
it's a college stick, like I said. It's a college stick. So we didn't see the Yurchenko double pike on day two. She opted for just the chun.
I love how you say just.
Just the like, chun.
That's it. Like, she just did that, unfortunately.
I guess we'll settle.
When in reality, like, that's the second hardest vault that's currently being done in the world.
Right.
So, like, it's not just the chung.
But she stunned her ankle on that vault day one. And just to play it safe, went for the chun. And I think that's a smart decision. Mm-hmm. No need to put any kind of risks into the picture. No need to jeopardize her health and her body. We got a year till the Olympics. So
right. Not worth it at this stage.
No.
In the game.
And her chun was very, very good, as to be expected. So also really impressive was Simone's floor routine day two. Probably the best floor routine that we've seen her do. One of the best, I'll say. And
we're like so afraid to have an opinion.
I know, right? Make it a little more obvious. But, well, because it's hard to remember, too. Like, I don't remember every single floor routine she's ever done.
And
she's
had a lot of great floor routines. You'll call something the best, and somebody will be sending you, like, a DM or an email, being like, rah, rah, rah. And it's like, okay, like, this is just my feeling about this. We can all disagree.
So, despite the fact that the code of points has changed, this is the highest floor score Simone has got. I forgot since what competition, but since 2018. And I think it was at Worlds.
Probably.
But that's impressive because obviously the code changes, score is lower, it's harder to score what you did many, many years ago.
Right, like for example, back in like the 2008 quad, the scores that Nastia would get on bars, wasn't it like pushing 17 or something?
Yeah.
Like if I'm remembering correctly.
And like that's just not...
And you don't see that at all. So for Simone to be scoring like... high 15s, like we said on vault, that 15-7. Her scores are still like competitive with like past quads.
Well, and competitive with herself in past quads. Like she's scoring things that she hasn't scored in the last 6 years, you know?
Yeah.
So that's impressive. And also the longest time she has not stayed in bounds. And also we know in the past she's had problems like controlling her power a little bit and often goes out of bounds. It's like every routine she does, she usually has one pass that she goes out of bounds, and she did not do that day too. She stuck all her passes or had like really small hops, and she stayed in bounds. So
yeah, amazing control.
I think for that reason, it's probably why I would say one of the best routines that she's ever done.
And she is absolutely capable of doing more difficulty. Like this is not the most difficult routine that we've seen from Simone mm-hmm. Biles, but it is the most well executed and skills done with the most control, which I would rather at this stage in the game. Like she's proven that she can do a triple twisting double back and, you know, all these other skills that she's capable of doing. We know that she's capable of it. I feel like now at this stage, I would so much rather her go out there and do a routine that's going to be clean and consistent and that she can feel confident in doing. You know, I don't know mentally where she's at, if she still struggles with a lot of the twisting elements. I mean, she's obviously doing a lot of twisting, but like with the triple twisting double back, for example, like she doesn't really need to be doing that. Like, that is a risk
clearly
that she does not need. She still has the most difficult floor routine in the world. And as we saw here on day two, she is capable of showing more control on her landings, which is not something that we've always seen from her. So I prefer this personally. You know, the difficulty is exciting, but it's even more exciting to see someone nail a routine with complete and utter confidence. And that's my hope for Simone going forward, is that her confidence just continues to build and we can really see her kind of let go on the floor and perform a little bit more. Day one, I feel like she was smiling a little bit more on floor than she normally does. Normally, she's like completely in the zone. So.
Honestly, both days she was. She just seems to be enjoying herself so much more.
Yes, which makes me so, so happy for her.
By the way, I don't think we mentioned the score that Simone got on floor. So she got a 15-4. casual, and I have the like score results profile that Lauren Hopkins keeps on her site, thegymtour.net, which is very, very helpful. But looking at that, so Simone actually, I forgot about this, on I think it was day one of Olympic trials, she scored a 15.366, so Olympic trials in 2021. But aside from that, she hadn't scored a 15 on floor since Worlds in 2019.
Okay.
And it was like lower 15s. Like she had a 15 on floor at Classics that year. She had a 15.1 at Championships on floor one of the days. And then she got a 15.333 in the team final at Worlds in 2019. So I think I said 2018. It's actually 2019. But gotcha. The point is that the last couple of years, she's been kind of like in the 14 range on floor. And then she just blows it out of the water with a 15.4 this year in this current code of points.
Which is impressive because yes. Like we mentioned, the code of points is always changing and
it's always getting more difficult to score
higher
such big scores.
Yes. So again, Simone doing Simone things,
and as Jordan Chiles says, we want to give her flowers when they're deserved, so these are her flowers right here.
I loved that. I love that Jordan said that was
she
really
gave
sweet.
A great interview after the competition.
Jordan, we're talking.
Yes, Jordan. Like she came back to like the press area and she had some really like thoughtful responses to the media's questions, and that was something that as she was saying it, I was nodding my head. I'm like, that's a really great quote, Jordan.
She's always up on the podium, like hyping the crowd up, even like before she goes, like day two before she went on floor, Simone had just got done with her routine, the crowd was cheering, but Jordan immediately goes up there and starts like, you know, raising her hands, trying to get the crowd to like get up and get loud instead of just focusing on like her routine and what she needs to do in that moment. She's thinking about like making sure that Simone gets the appreciation that she deserves, and I just thought that was so sweet of her.
Yeah, well, and she said afterwards that like Simone is obviously amazing, and it's amazing getting to compete with someone like her. She's a legend, and she wanted to give her the recognition that she deserves. She wanted to give her flowers, to be exact, is what she said. So I think that's super, super sweet. And what a great teammate. Okay, so we mentioned Shailese Jones already was second. She looked absolutely amazing here, especially given that she said that she was kind of operating at like 75 to 80%.
Which I find hilarious. I'm like, that was 75 to 80% for you? That's terrifying for everybody
else. What
does
100% look like?
She looked so good.
So I talked to her with the other members of the media after podium training, and she said that her foot had been bothering her a little bit since Worlds, and that she was also like dealing with a torn labrum, and she hasn't had surgery or anything. She doesn't intend to, which is normal. A lot of gymnasts actually compete with torn labrums. Like I'm pretty sure Josie Angenee during the whole college season last year had a torn labrum,
and she
was
competing
doing
bars. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So like, I mean, I personally can't fathom doing that, but athletes are tough. You know, they push through a lot of injuries. Something like a torn labrum is something that you can operate with, even though it may cause pain. Ashley said, I think it is more common than we may realize.
I hope that, you know, that she and her team are looking at their options. Whoops, I just hit the mic. Sorry. Looking at their options and, you know, figuring out what's the best plan for her with this path that she's on. And I trust that they're going to do that, hopefully.
Yeah, I think a surgery at this point in time, when it's this close to the Olympics, would be a big risk.
But hopefully doing some like physical therapy and not doing as many numbers in the gym, like being mindful of the fact that she has an injury. Like, I hope that they're just not going, the phrase I want to say is not appropriate, so I'm trying to think of a different phrase.
Like going all out every day.
Yeah.
I know exactly what phrase you were going to use.
My brain just went there.
But I think that they are, because she would have been competing at Classics if they weren't. Like,
that's
the fact
true.
That she sat out Classics, to me, shows that they're prioritizing the meets that are the most important, which really is just Championships and Worlds.
Right.
So, like, save your body for those two meets. Well, I mean, with Worlds and Champions, it is more than two meets, but you know what I mean? Like, those two competitions.
And she's also not going for her full difficulty. Like, we know she's doing the Stalder Navieva, Tepa Hardwaj, which she hasn't done yet.
Did anyone ask her if she plans on doing it? Oh, that's right. She was being vague about it. She was like,
kind of. So she did a press conference before, like, she went, like, they broke up after the press conference and the media got to chat with the athletes individually. But during the press conference, I believe it was, she was kind of like, she basically said she had upgrades that she wasn't going to be doing here. So I was planning on asking her, but
saving for Worlds, maybe?
Maybe. I think it depends on how her body feels. But we've seen her training it recently and it looked phenomenal in the video. So I'm hopeful that, like, you know, she's getting the labrum healed and that we'll see some of those upgrades. If not this year, that's fine. We'll probably get to see it next year, which I'm just as okay with.
Truthfully, similar to what we said with Simone, Shailese at this point in time doesn't really need, like, maxed out difficulty yet. I think for the Olympics, she's definitely going to want that. But, like, she is without a doubt, unarguably, I hit the mic, I apologize. We're just, like, we're being expressive with our hands and we're, like, slapping our little, like, pop filter thing. Without a doubt, the second best all-arounder in the country behind Simone.
Yeah.
And
actually got her highest all-around score of her career on day two.
She did, yes. And I think that she will, as we will hopefully see at Worlds, show that she's one of the best all-around in the world. Last year, she got silver. And I definitely think that she's in contention for a spot on the podium again this year, especially with the Russians being out. Shailese is absolutely in the mix. And that's without doing, like, all of these upgrades that she's training.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, there is no, kind of like we were saying with Simone, no need for her to really push it right now, at least.
Well, in addition to being the second best all-arounder, I think she's one of the best in the United States on bars for sure. And I love the confidence. She said that her goal is to win Worlds. She wants to win the bar title.
I love that she said that. So many athletes are kind of, like, secretive about their goals and kind of, like, just vague in their responses. Like, I just want to hit 8 for 8. You know, right. I'm just focusing on this meet, which is totally fine. That's not shade. Like, that's totally a fine, valid response. But I love when someone comes out and is like, yeah, I want to win this. And it's like, go right. off. Yeah. Like, have some confidence in yourself and be able to say that to the media that, like, this is your goal and this is what you're aiming for. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, her performance in San Jose matched the energy and her confidence level by saying she wanted to win bars, because she won bars in San Jose. She posted huge scores. She got a 14.9 day one and a 15 on day two, which,
amazing,
depending on the day and, like, who you're looking at, she was 5 to 6 tenths higher than everyone else score-wise on that event.
Period.
So,
like, I love that for her.
And obviously, Suni didn't do bars here. I think she's someone who's going to be, like, challenging Shailese for the title of best bar worker in the United States, but, and Zoe Miller as well, I think not, like, 100% at her best here in San Jose, but for the time being, Shailese Jones has the bar title and significantly higher scores than everyone else, to the point where, like, you could argue taking Shailese Jones for bars alone.
Oh yeah, I think that she's in contention for, like I said, all around podium, but definitely bar podium as well. She would be an extremely valuable member of Team USA for that bar score alone.
And her consistency has improved so much. That's something that we've talked about in the past with her. But aside from day one, where she got a 13.45 on beam, she was the only athlete, aside from Simone, of course, to score 14 plus on every single event on both days of competition.
Which is amazing.
Not only a testament to her abilities and her all-around potential, but to her consistency. Like, that is a really, really solid performance. So, lots to be proud of for Shailese.
I also have to shout out the triple L on floor that she did day two.
I missed it watching in the arena.
I think a lot of us missed it live, but then, like, there was video clips of it going around and we were like, oh, she did that. And it was amazing. Stunning, fully rotated all the way around, controlled, not falling out of it. You rarely, rarely see a turn being completed that effortlessly. Like, it looked easy for her.
Yeah, she made it look like she gets up out of bed in the morning and does that every single morning.
Yeah, and she didn't
do it. It's part of her routine.
She didn't do it day one, but it kind of just came out of nowhere. Day two, honestly, I don't know if it was a mistake. Like, I don't know if she just, like, I mean, I kind of doubt it. Doubt the fact that it was a mistake, but, like, we've never seen it.
Right.
Like, she didn't do it day one.
Well, and she also, during podium training, she did an Arabian to split jump, or, like, to Sassone. That was beautiful on beam.
Yeah, she also has her 2 feet layout back on beam. Mm-hmm. She was, like, drilling them in podium training. I was willing Ashley, like, mentally using, like, twin telepathy to, like, go over to beam and get video of Shailese.
And I didn't.
Unfortunately, she did not. But she was killing it over there. And I'm like, yeah, oh, please get, like, high quality video of this, because
I'm sorry.
Better luck next time at Worlds.
There's too much happening. There's too much going on. I can't be everywhere at once.
Okay? No, it's okay. You'll get it at Worlds. She's going to nail it in podium training at Worlds. You'll get video. It'll be fine.
I was really focused on, of course, getting videos of Simone, but also Leanne Won. She was looking phenomenal. She's been looking great, and I think is only continuing to get better and better, which is exactly what you want to see.
I will be completely honest with you. I'll own this right now. I think I was sleeping on her a little bit coming into this. Obviously, I know that she's good, but like, I think I didn't expect her to be on the podium. I was expecting Simone, Shailese. Personally, I had Skye Blakely on my podium.
I did too.
And then possibly Jordan Chiles or Leanne. Like, Leanne was in the mix, of course. But I genuinely don't know if I saw her finishing third all around. And I was so wrong. This is her highest all-around placement at a senior national championship. So she's been building up to this moment. And I want to specifically mention her floor from day two.
Oh my gosh. Literally the best.
My jaw was on the floor.
Mine too.
I was like audibly like making noises.
I was too. And you're not supposed to do that when you're in like the press, like the media tribune area. Like you're supposed to be silent, like impartial, no emotion.
Like that isn't that great. Like,
right, like my face. I see that every single day. What are you talking about? No, but I literally was making noises. I don't even know what kind of noises I was making, but I was just, I couldn't believe it. It was so
I was
good.
Going like, wow, like what?
I was making noises and I don't even know what the noises sounded like. I had to ask my coworker. But it was so good. Double double has never looked better. She drilled it. She drilled three of the four passes, but like the chest position on the double double.
And she like drilled them. Like we're not talking like, you know, small hop back. Like she quite literally stuck the three passes.
Yeah.
There was the third pass that she didn't stick, but still very well done.
Yeah. Double double by far the best it's ever looked. Double layout also looked great. She said, so I talked to her after podium training. And I asked her about that skill because it kind of came out of nowhere, I feel like. Like, it's one of those skills that, like, I didn't really expect that we'd see her do. Or, like, I didn't even know that she was training.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she trained it for a while, but just never really believed that she could do it. So it never went into her routine. But now it looks great. She's gaining, like, a lot of confidence with the skill. And she's actually training Amours. So maybe something that we'll see from her in the future. I mean, there's a bunch of upgrades she could put in her routine. She could also put in, like, the piked Arabian double front again. That was a skill that she'd done in the past and then stopped doing.
I personally really like her routine the way it is right now. Like she's getting, like you said, so confident with the landings on it that I really just want to see her kind of like settle into that without adding upgrades in just yet. I mean, we'll see what she does for Worlds, but like I don't really think she necessarily needs it. Like I think she is reliable right now with the skills that she's doing.
Well, doing it the way she's doing it for sure.
Yes.
So she got a 14. I can't remember if we said the score or not.
No, we didn't.
She got a 14, which in my opinion, okay, it's a good score. It's a very good score, but it was a little bit low. I would have wanted it to be a little bit higher, maybe. The routine was just so good. Like, honestly, put it in the Louvre. Like, get that on video in a museum somewhere.
It's where it deserves to be, okay?
Yes, the best. I was so happy for her. And just seeing how happy she was with herself. Like, we've said this a million times already. Like, even just seeing her at Classics. She's radiating happiness. She's radiating confidence.
She's a different athlete since she's gotten to Florida. And now that she's staying with Florida and pursuing this elite route. Like, you can really, really see the difference not only in her gymnastics, but in how she carries herself on the floor.
Absolutely. And that's what I was going to say, like just the way she's interacting with the camera, she's waving, she's talking to the camera.
Which is something you never would have seen from her last squad.
So visibly happy after her routines, after the competition, the look on her face, she was so, so happy that like you wanted to just jump over. Like I wanted to jump over the media like tribune area down onto the floor and just give her a hug because I was so happy for her.
I feel like this me made a lot of people Wonganators.
For sure.
Myself included. Like I've loved Leanne. Like I think she's a beautiful gymnast. I've never been like the biggest, like I wouldn't necessarily classify her as like one of my favorite gymnasts. But after this, I'm like, am I becoming a Leanne Won fan?
Right? I'm with you. Like, I've always appreciated her gymnastics, and it's not that I disliked her or anything, but, like, I'm a Leanne Won fan now. Like, I want, like, the t-shirts. I want, like, all the things. I'm
the bows.
Like, yeah, I'm, like, Leanne Won's number one fan. Which, speaking of the bows, so I did a story with her about her boutique, which you can see on InsideGym.com. If we remember, we'll put it, we'll link it in the show notes if you guys want to read it. But it's just about her being like a boss ass bitch and owning her own business, in addition to being a pre-med student at Florida and being a world-class athlete. Like, she's doing all the things.
Nobody is doing it like her.
She has a t-shirt press in her college dorm, guys. And she told me that she made 40 shirts right before she left for San Jose. Like, you think that, like, she's, like, in the zone and she's focused and she's getting ready for this competition. Nope, she's still being a businesswoman right before she leaves for a major competition. Like, she's in her... I almost said in her hotel room, in her dorm, her apartment. She's in there grinding for her business before leaving to go grind.
She's a true businesswoman.
For real. So big Leanne Wan fans here, not only for like the gymnastics she's putting out on the floor, but just for like everything that she's able to balance. It's really...
I have a lot of respect.
Yeah, it's really admirable to see everything that she's doing and how well she's doing.
Let me tell you, I would not be able to do that. I struggle to do the things that I have to do, and I'm not a top athlete. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She is iconic in every sense of the word.
So, Sky Blakely was in third after day one, ended up finishing the competition in fourth, but had a really good competition. Honestly, I think she showed better consistency here, and that's always something that we're talking about with Sky, I think. Her showing consistency, but also showing it as an all-around athlete.
And she did good here. I think that the two events that she's likely to be used for Worlds would be bars and beam, in my opinion. And those two events, she was amazing both days. Like, some of the best bar and beam work in the entire competition came from Sky. So that was really important for her World team case. But she didn't do bad in the all-around either. She had some struggles on floor.
Yeah, she went in like the 12
out of bounds
range
both days, right?
On the second day, she touched the floor.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yes. Yeah. And then day one, she was out of bounds on the first pass.
But she was in the 12 range score-wise on floor both days. But everything else looked really, really good. She finished second on vault, bars, and beam. So she's silver medal queen at this competition.
And again, that bodes very, very well for her with her case for making the world's team. There's been a lot of discourse about that the past week. Like, some people don't have Sky on their team. Personally, I do. I don't think she's a lock per se, but I think, like, I personally would be shocked if she wasn't on the world's team, especially after how she looked at classics, but then also both days of competition here. Absolutely, there's still areas for her to improve, but like I said, bars and beam are really the two events that she's going to be used in a team final situation at Worlds.
And she does have two vaults, not saying that it would necessarily make the event finals at Worlds, but like, if you need a clean, solid vault to go up in team finals at Worlds, like, she is an option. Like, you want people that can do multiple events, and I would absolutely trust her going up and doing a nice, clean Yurchenko double in the team final if needed. She stuck it on day two. What? Day two?
No, day one.
Day one. Okay.
Yes.
Sorry.
A lot of gymnastics happened. Also, floor, like we said, not her best event. It's never been her best event. But realistically, she's not going to be used in a team final on floor anyway. So I'm like less concerned about that. And I was more concerned with her ability to hit consistent routines across vault, but particularly bars and beam. And she absolutely did that here. Mm-hmm. The second place finish on each of those three events is evidence of that. And then fourth all around, absolutely in the mix.
Pretty good. Yep.
So really, really proud of Sky for that.
Jordan Childs was fifth all around here. Not a disastrous competition by any means, but also not her best. She had an out of bounds on floor day one, and then she fell on bars and beam on day two, as well as some other like small little things.
But the fact that she was able to still get fifth, considering all that and how strong the field was here, actually really, really impressive.
And she's only been training at WCC for 5 weeks, I think it was, before this competition. So I think she just needs more time. Laurent said that. She agreed with that statement as well. Just needing a little bit more time to like get in the groove. And
I actually think, despite how little she's been training elite at WCC, that put her at a disadvantage compared to every other competitor in this competition, maybe with the exception of Leanne, who also, and Jade Carey as well. Well, I guess also Suni in that sense. The people who did college gymnastics, like, they were, I guess, maybe slightly at a disadvantage because they went through this long season, weren't training necessarily like elite routines super consistently during the season. But for Jordan to, you know, really only be at WCC for about 5 weeks prior to this and to look as good as she did, I actually think was a positive thing for her. I think endurance looks like an issue at this point in time, but that's something that come Worlds, I'm not too worried about with Jordan.
No.
She's capable of going up there in a pressure situation and hitting. So in my mind, as long as she can get that endurance up, which is something that they're going to be working on in the coming weeks, she's still very much in contention for this world championship team.
She said that she believes in herself and she believes that she's going to be where she needs to be by world selection camp. So I think we're good.
I also love her floor routine.
Yes.
I'm so glad we were able to see it here. We saw it at podium training at Classics, but you're doing it in competition with the energy of the crowd. It just, it's a different experience. I really, really enjoyed her routine. Choreography is done by BJ Das,
who did Simone's as well.
Yes. And I think it's the best elite floor routine that she's ever done, in my personal opinion. So curious what your guys' thoughts are, but I absolutely love it.
I love it as well, so agreed. In sixth place, we had Caitlin John, who is proving that she's still in the mix. She had some struggles on beam both days of competition, but otherwise going like the mid 13 range on every event, which I think is something worth noting. So keep your eye on Caitlin John. Definitely still in the mix.
Her name is always one on the broadcast when they like coming into every rotation, they like show the results, and her name is always like in there. I feel like in the top like 5 or 6.
Yeah.
And we never, hardly ever, I should say, see her on the broadcast. And when they are showing her, you know, you have like Tim Daggett disrespecting her. And she's so good. And I just don't think she gets the credit that she deserves. Yeah. The fact that she got sixth here in this incredibly talented field, I think speaks volumes.
And for her to make mistakes on beam, that's actually one of her, in my opinions at least, that's one of her better events. So if she had not had falls and mistakes on beam both days, she just would have probably placed even higher, I'd imagine. I mean, a mid-13 range is pretty good, and definitely keeps her in the mix. So I think people are sleeping on her a little bit, but she's going to surprise some people.
I don't think that she's in contention for the world's team this year, but for Pan Ams, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And then who knows? Who knows next year? I mean, a lot can happen in a year. And then Jocelyn Robertson finished 7th all around, drastic improvement from this competition a year ago where she didn't even make the national team.
Yes. I love the graphic that Ashley made. It was on Inside Gymnastics. I think Jocelyn collaborated with it, so it might be easier to go to her page and see it because Inside Gym posts so much. But go to Jocelyn's page if you haven't seen the graphic. It kind of just like outlines what her timeline looked like in the past year. Sorry, my voice is like going out.
We're doing this in the morning, guys.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's 9:30 now, but we started doing this at like 8:30. Anyways, it kind of walks you through Jocelyn's timeline, and you can really see results wise how much she's improved in the past year that she's been at WCC. Also, we should mention she won the vault title here, which is so incredible, because here's the thing.
It wasn't even by default.
No. Like, normally, there's, like, Simone Biles and Jade Carey, and that's it.
Or, like...
Or Michaela Maroney. Like, there's always been, like, one or two people who do two vaults. And so, like, you're either getting a gold or a silver if you do two vaults.
Well, and she's medaled on vault before, like, Winter Cup and stuff. But it's kind of like a by-default type thing where there's either she's the only one doing vault or there's, like, one other person. So, like... she's going to end up on the podium, or
but
she's going to end up with
the
title.
But this is the most people that we have seen doing two vaults, I think, ever.
Yeah, so including Jocelyn, there was 6 people. Because there's Sky Blakely, Jade Carey, Leanne Wan, Addison Feda, and then Amelia Disador, all doing two vaults. And she came out on top.
And her vault, her chong in particular, is so good. Something that I've noticed is in warm-up, she kind of always does like a wonky one. I noticed it at podium training and also like in competition when you're watching. She kind of like her block for some reason to me always seems a little bit like crunched, and therefore it ends up not being, you know, the best landing that she can do. That's usually in warm-ups, but then in competition she always turns it on. And between 2 days of competition here at Nationals and the one that she did at Classics, I've just been really, really impressed with how powerful that vault is. She actually does have, when she can get her hands square on the table, a really strong block.
Mm-hmm.
She gets good height, good distance. She's getting her chest up on the landing. I mean, the form is, you know, with Jocelyn, so the form is always a little bit of an issue. But, like, compared to a lot of the other vaults that we're seeing around the world, like, she's in the mix. She's up there doing some of the better vault work. So really happy to see her come away with the title here. She's officially a national champion. We are so here for it.
I've been waiting for this moment.
We've been really big Jocelyn fans.
Well, actually,
since like the start.
We need to clarify. She is a junior national champion on beam. We're talking like her first senior national.
But she didn't even make the national team last year.
I know.
And now here she is a year later, a national champion in a senior competition.
And seventh all around.
She did not win by default. Like, she actually won it outright with other people who are very much capable of winning. I mean, Simone obviously didn't do vault day two, or else she probably would have won.
But still,
but like Jade Carey's a world medalist on that event. Like, yeah. Hello.
I know. So Jocelyn posted a 14.65 on day one, and then a 14.55 on day two, which, speaking of Jade Carey, so Jade didn't have her best vault. She completely missed the block day one and came in really, really low on the landing. But day two, where things get a little interesting, is they posted, Jocelyn and Jade posted the same score for their trons. Both got a 14.550, which does not help us at all.
The plot thickens.
This is the first time we've seen those two. Well, in the new Jocelyn Robertson era, this is the first time we've really seen those two, quote unquote, head to head.
Yeah.
And they did us no favors by posting the same exact score, because I really wanted to see, like, day one, it wasn't what Jade normally does. So you can't really, like, you can't use that against her necessarily. Like, she never does that.
Right. She does not typically do that. Day two, though,
was one of the best vaults I've seen her do,
I think, ever in her career.
Like, the Chon and the Yurchenko double, like, two really, really good vaults. But it was the same score as Jocelyn. So I'm like, dang it. Like, this is not helping to solve this mystery.
I'm really, really excited for World Selection Camp, because that'll be, like, the ultimate telltale. Because I think that it's really going to come down to those two. I personally, at this point in time, I have Jocelyn ahead in the running for making the world's team, which I think completely contradicts something that I said a couple weeks ago, if I remember correctly. I think I remember saying that I think I had Jordan as the front runner, which we'll talk world team predictions in another episode. I still think that, but I think when you're comparing Jocelyn,
I think they're different spots.
I think so too.
Okay.
But do you think that Jocelyn and Jade are the same spot?
I think they are.
That's why. That's my argument.
I don't have an answer, though, at this point, because I think it's going to depend on Jade's health. Like, Jade is more experienced, and that is something that they probably are going to take into consideration.
I don't think that's going to come down to experience in this spot. I genuinely don't.
Jocelyn has not... Well, I mean,
I think health is always a factor. Like, of course, that's by default. Like, you have to be healthy to make the team. But I think it's going to depend on who's scoring higher. Like you said here, we didn't really get a clear answer of that. So I think selection camp is going to be really interesting. I, at this point in time, think Jocelyn is bringing more to the table on beam and floor. Not saying that they would necessarily use her in a team final on floor. I think right now with the team I have, I only have Jocelyn up on vault in the team final.
Me too.
So therefore, you're really only kind of comparing vault scores. But Jocelyn has been looking really good on the other events as well.
But I think Jade doing normal Jade things, they would use her on floor. It's going to depend. We don't have the answers right now. I think we need to see how things look at selection camp, and then also how Jade's health is. So we should probably say she finished 15th all around here, but she apparently, I didn't see anything, but she apparently hurt herself during podium training, and they said on the broadcast that her hand was numb.
Yeah, they said that she lost feeling in one of her arms, which was affecting her when she blocked on vault, which makes sense with the mistake day one.
I mean, pretty much anything using her hands.
Yeah, so bars, floor, tumbling, so really everything other than beam, which makes sense, because I do think that, you know, day one, she under-rotated her last pass, she had the block issue on her chung day one, bars fall one of the days, I don't even remember anymore, there was also...
Day one, I think.
Yeah, day one was rougher for mm-hmm. her than day two.
She definitely had a better day two.
So yeah, I still think, one thing that I think Jade and her coach, which is her dad, are really good at is pacing her. Like, I think that she is on the right track. I think kind of similar to Jordan, she just needs a little bit more time. She's also coming off a really long college season where she was doing all around every single week and kind of just getting back into the swing of things. So, you know, I think she's trying to up the difficulty, which we did see some of her difficulty added in here, and really just working on endurance to make sure that she's able to get through these routines and, you know, get the scores that she's capable of getting. So I still think there's a lot more to come for Jade. I'm very excited to see this battle between Jade and Jocelyn. It's going to be very, very interesting. Mm-hmm. Like I said, my gut feeling right now is I'm leaning towards Jocelyn, but
I would... I would simply pass away. I'd be happy with that.
I don't think that's a guarantee, though. So let me be very clear in that. I think that's just my opinion after watching both classics and championships. I think Jocelyn's on a roll. I think that she's just getting better every time we see her. Her confidence is building. Her consistency, therefore, is growing.
She's proving that, like, her performances earlier in this year weren't just, like, a coincidence or a fluke. You know what I mean? Like, she's that girl. She's actually here. She's doing this well, and she's in the conversation.
And the areas that she would be used in a team final, she is absolutely showing up. So it's going to be interesting. Stay tuned.
Any other gymnast or highlights that we want to mention? I for sure have a couple. One of which being Nola Matthews on floor.
I knew you were going to say that.
Simply mesmerizing, you guys. I'm sure you've seen the routine by now. But if you haven't for some reason, go look it up because it is so good. She performs it so well. Even in podium training. Like, the intensity in her eyes and, like...
It's no different than when she's performing in competition.
No, literally no
different.
Like,
she's still going, like, all out in podium training.
I love it so much. It's definitely, like, a unique routine. Like, some of the moves she's doing in the music, it's different than, like, what anyone else is doing.
But I really want to know what the theme is.
I do, too.
I'm getting, like, puppet vibes.
Me, too, yeah. Like, she's, like, a creepy puppet. Thin
doll, maybe.
Yeah,
so that's the word. Somebody please ask her that. Either, well, she'll probably have a new routine next year.
Maybe we should get her on the show and we can ask her.
Good idea. Yeah, I just need to know. I need to know what the theme is.
And I can't wait to see where she's going to end up for college because she is a 2025, so she's able to start. She's able to do, like, the recruiting process now, and I'm imagining going to go on some visits very, very soon. And this is the point where we start to see visits happening and commitments happening. So I can't wait. What are your hopes for her?
I am voting UCLA 100%. Like, I don't see her anywhere else. Not just because of how she performs on floor. Like, I promise you that's not where I'm getting. I mean, that plays into it. But that's not the only reason. I think she's a Cali girl, and I believe she said somewhere, if I'm not mistaken, it was either in an interview or, like, Instagram Q&A, like, somewhere she said something about how she doesn't like the cold weather. And
so we're like, there goes our Michigan dreams.
There goes our Michigan dreams. But I don't know. I got the impression that she, like, wanted to stay in Cali.
I remember something about Florida.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Florida is warm.
Yeah. I could totally see. I mean, I could see her at both places.
It's UCLA. Mark my words, everyone. Right. Jot down a note in your little notes app on your phone. At this point in the podcast, write down the date of the episode. I'm calling it. She's going to UCLA. I don't think that's a unique take, though. Like, honestly, I think that's a very predictable take.
Literally anyone that doesn't know anything about Noel Matthews except they've seen her floor routine one time would say she's going to UCLA.
I know. I'm acting like I have, like, a hot take here, and it's the most, like, basic ass take you could ever have.
I'm going to have a hot take, and I'm going to say that she's going to go to Florida.
I don't see that.
We should place a bet, honestly.
Okay, what do you want to bet on? We don't have money, so can't
do that. I'll bet that 10 million years from now when we have money, you owe me
$20. All right, bet. It's
I mean, I could see her going to either school, honestly. I'm just really excited to see. Like, I want her to commit now. Put us out of our misery. Let us know where you're going.
Also, people I want to mention, Kalia Lincoln. She got second on floor. So she's having, like, a floor season for herself. She got first at Winter Cup, second at Classics, second here at Championships behind Simone at Classics in here, which is incredible. She's actually on the highest scoring Worlds team right now, which is interesting, you know, considering the results from Championships. Like, technically her floor would be on that team. So
she's making a strong case for herself.
Unfortunately, I don't think that she is strong enough on the other events. Granted, her vault is strong, but she doesn't have a second vault.
So she'd be like the team final girl. Like, she's not actually going to contend for a medal because she can't.
But depending on who is on Team USA and currently right now what my team is, I don't think we would be using her on vault. So therefore, you would just be bringing her for floor. And that would be great. Like, she would absolutely be an asset to the team on floor. But I just don't think that someone's going to make a team because of one event and one event alone, if that makes sense. Like, I think that she would need to bring more to the table in regards to, you know, at least one or two other events, if not the all-around, but not to take away from her accomplishment here, because she, like I said, had a season for herself on floor, some of the best results that she could have asked for. And I think that, you know, even if she doesn't make the Worlds team, she's contending for an alternate spot or a spot on the Pan Ams team. I would be shocked if she wasn't on the Pan Ams team. So
From star of Undercover Boss to the medal podium.
And also, the guy, the little boy from Undercover Boss.
The Undercover Boss kids are killing it.
They are. So his name is Gage. I think it's pronounced Kyle. Like, it's K-I-L-E. You can go look him up on YouTube. He does a triple back on floor. He actually won floor in the junior. There's two divisions of junior men. I think he was like the 16 age group.
Okay.
He won floor. But so, it's funny.
So the Undercover Boss kids are particularly killing it on floor.
Honestly, yeah. Good point. I didn't even think about that. It's funny because we were watching Undercover Boss literally like a week ago, a little over a week ago now.
And we're like, I wonder what happened to this kid.
I started looking up like Gage from Undercover Boss, like trying to find this kid's last name, trying to see like, did he retire? How old is he? What is he doing? You know, I'm just trying to find like any information. And I couldn't find anything besides the Undercover Boss segment. When you type in Gage from Undercover Boss, I couldn't find his name. And then he shows up here at championships and wins floor in the junior division. Actually, I think, did he win vault too? I don't know. Don't quote me on that. I'll be completely honest.
I blacked out during junior men.
So. You're like, this is my time to rest. I didn't watch junior men. I just saw the video circulating and then I looked up his floor routine. So I'll be fully transparent in the fact that I don't really pay attention to junior men. So I don't know the results. But
you know you're Undercover Boss boy when you see him.
I was so excited because I literally, like, you can testify. I was searching high and low for him. Yeah. And then a week later, he appears and he's amazing. I'm like, wow.
We should get them both on the show. Honestly, we want to get Kalia Lincoln on mostly because, well, how well she's doing. But I also have a lot of questions about Undercover Boss.
I have so many questions. So we may try and get her on sometime in the future. But yeah, doing like an Undercover Boss episode. Like we could do Gage and we could do Kalia in the same episode. And we can just like talk all about it.
I would love that.
If you guys should be interested in that, let us know. I mean, we're probably going to do it regardless, at least with Kalia, but... Yes,
she's on our list for sure.
Probably should mention the senior national team. We have, of course, Simone Biles, Shailese Jones, Leanne Wan, Sky Blakely, Jordan Childs, Jocelyn Robertson, Amelia Desidor, Caitlin John, Tiana Sumina-Sakura, and Kayla DiCello. So that wraps up our little, I say little, even though it's like been over an hour, championship recap. What I want to know from you guys is your world team predictions. I know we kind of like give little hints about what our team is here. We'll do a whole other episode as we get closer to worlds where we like really break it down. But I want to know after championships what your predictions are. So if you're listening on Spotify, they'll be in the like, just kind of like scroll down. It's like underneath the show notes. A spot where we can, you just hit the mic again.
Sorry.
There's a spot where we can ask you guys a question and you can actually respond. So if you're listening on Spotify, look for that and participate. I said this, I think, last week, but for some reason, I don't know if there's a way to change this, but it makes us like approve the responses. And I don't know if it's because if someone were to like say something inappropriate. That way it's not like automatically posting. We didn't set it up that way, just the way
honestly,
we did.
I'm looking at it right now on Spotify. Sorry to interrupt you. You don't even have to scroll down. You click on the episode and it's like right there.
Okay.
If you have the show notes expanded, you might have to scroll. Yeah. But otherwise, you'll see the Q&A box right there. Sorry.
Okay. Perfect. So please do that. We'll approve your responses as soon as we get notification that we have some responses. So you guys can see what other people are saying as well. And if you don't have the option, because I believe like Apple Podcasts and Stitcher and all the other platforms, like you can't participate in it because it's like a Spotify thing. Feel free to send us a DM on either X, which used to be Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. We're at All Things Gym Pod on all of those platforms. We would love to hear from you guys. That does it for this week's episode. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And of course, we always have to end by saying thank you to our gold level Patreon supporters. So a big thank you to ML, KDC, MSU, Kimberly G, Randy B, Emily B, Kathleen R, Lucy S, Becca S, Blake B, Cookie Master, Faith, Kristen R, Lori S, Sabrina M, Amy C, Erica S, M, Derek H, Abby M, Martin, Paul M, Krista, Jasmine C, and Lee B. Thank you all for continuing to support our show each month at the highest tier level. If you enjoy this podcast and you also want to contribute and see some of the perks of our different tier levels, we always have a link down below in the show notes to our Patreon page, where you can see all of that information. So we love you guys so much and thank you.
Next week, we're going to take a little break because we kind of need it. If how late this episode was,
if that isn't abundantly apparent.
But just a little break, and then we have a lot of stuff to talk about. We have a lot of stuff in the works. Like, we have an exciting interview that we're planning right now. We have to talk about the conference shuffle and all the schools leaving the Pac-12 and going elsewhere.
Yeah, we actually want to do a whole episode on that. So
it was actually a commissioned episode, so we're definitely going to do that. And then also just talking about Worlds. Yeah. And our predictions for Worlds. We got to do that because Worlds is coming up right around the corner. So definitely lots going on that we have to talk about. But we're just going to take like a quick little 1 week break.
Well, because we're recording this and uploading it on Friday night. And like, if we were going to upload on Monday again, we would have to do another episode like tomorrow. So yeah, no episode next week. We apologize for that, but lots to look forward to in the future. And we will see you guys then. Well, we won't see you, but we'll talk to you guys then.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.